This episode is brought to you by Kia. The Kia EV3 electric experience is here, and you could be one of the first in the UK to see the new compact electric SUV at an event near you, exploring its extensive mile range and spacious modern interior. Speak to our experts about the Kia EV3 and our award-winning electric range. Secure your exclusive place today. Search Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that hundreds of daily flights, including commercial, passenger, and cargo jets around the world, are running into GPS spoofing. The false signals are taxing pilots' attention and creating glitches that last for a few minutes or an entire flight, aviation industry officials say. Spoofing global positioning systems is a technique used by militaries to ward off drones and missiles. But pilots, aviation industry officials, and regulators say spoofed GPS signals are spreading beyond active conflict zones and are confusing cockpit navigation and safety systems. The number of flights affected each day has risen from a few dozen in February to more than 1,100 in August. That's according to analyses from Sky Data Services and the Zurich University of Applied Sciences. The Commerce Department has proposed banning the use of Chinese and Russian components inside connected vehicles on U.S. roads, citing spying concerns. The Biden administration fears Beijing and Moscow could use these components to collect data on American infrastructure and drivers, as well as hack communications needed to keep connected vehicles operational. In February, the Commerce Department announced an inquiry into the potential risks posed to the U.S. by Chinese smart cars, software, and certain parts. Since most vehicles made today connect to the internet, it's expected all Chinese-made vehicles would fall under the proposed ban, according to senior administration officials. And Siemens says it plans to separate its electric vehicle charging unit, called eMobility, to create an independent business that's more agile and efficient. eMobility provides hardware, software, and EV charging infrastructure for public, residential, commercial, and municipal customers. Siemens says it will combine eMobility with Heliox, the Dutch e-bus and e-truck fast charging provider it acquired earlier this year. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.